You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio.
With my man Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman, a little Freddie Ian Fitzsimmons for you this morning. Thank you very much, presented by Progressive Insurance. Appreciate you joining us on ESPN Radio as well as the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio and ESPNU. And I can't remember in recent memory where you can look at every NFL team and there's a storyline that is worth talking about. We're going to get a couple of those right now and a little bit more. That man, Albert Breer, does a great job as a senior NFL reporter for the MMQB. Hit him on Twitter at Albert Breer. Albert, I'm going to start with Aaron Rodgers because we know that's the story in the NFL glory. He now has Dalvin Cook. They get him at running back, 1 year, $8.6 million deal. What is still the biggest concern about the Jets trying to be a Super Bowl team?
There's no question, Freddie, it's the offensive line, you know, and it's betting on Dwayne Brown and it's betting on Mekhi Becton and, you know, whether or not, you know, Dwayne can, you know, again, find the fountain of youth and whether or not Mekhi Becton lights turned on for him and what they're getting out of Oliveira Tucker, you know, coming back off of the injury from last year. What do they get out of Joe Tippmann, a rookie center out of Wisconsin? They've got pieces up front, you know, and Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh have invested in trying to put together, you know, a top-shelf offensive line. You know, the problem is it hasn't come together yet, and there's a lot of projection there. So, look, they've got the quarterback. They've got the skill talent. I think Dalvin Cook gives them great insurance behind Breece Hall, who you could argue was their best offensive player when he went down last year. Obviously, you know, I think there's a lot expected of Garrett Wilson this year. And the defense was really, really good for the balance of the year last year. So, I think, you know, the swing factor between, say, 8-9 wins and 11 or 12 wins here is probably the offensive line.
Go to the Colts and then also rookie quarterbacks, Bert. You look at Anthony Richardson, named the starter. Your reaction to that, throwing him into the fire immediately, only having played 13 games at the University of Florida, and then pivot to Bryce Young and C.J. Stroud. What are you expecting out of the rookies?
Yeah, well, Fitz, that's just it with Richardson is the number of starts. You know, it's interesting. A lot of times when you hear a guy get tagged as raw, you know, at that position, the idea is to sit him. And, you know, when I was talking to scouts and teams in the spring about Richardson, and the consensus was almost like the guy doesn't need to sit, he needs to play. He just hasn't seen enough. And it's not like he has all these bad habits from playing in a college offense. He just doesn't have any habits at all. You know, and some coaches prefer that, being able to build from the ground up, you know. And so, you know, I think the question in drafting Anthony Richardson was really twofold. It was, you're going to have to throw him out there at some point. So, A, are you willing to ride out the bumps? Because there are going to be a lot of ups and downs. And, B, do you think he's confident enough to withstand that? You know, is he going to be able to take those ups and downs and come out of it on the other end? And, you know, obviously the Colts felt good about that. And I think this is the best plan for him. And I wouldn't say that about every quarterback, but I think the best plan for him is to get out there and just start building the library of things he's seen. You know, and then I think with the other two, obviously we know Bryce is going to start, and it looks like CJ is trending to start. I do think, you know, a lot's going to come down to their ability to protect those guys because you want to maintain confidence for those guys, you know. And so, the Panthers did a really nice job of rebuilding their offensive line. How does that come together? You know, and then you saw CJ kind of look like crap the other night against New England.
Right.
But that was without his two start. That was without his two starting tackles. You know, Titus Howard and Laremy Tunsil didn't play. You know, and so I think a lot of this is going to come down to, guys in Carolina like Ike Ekwonu and how much can you lean on Chuba Hubbard and those guys in the running game. Miles Sanders, they bring him over from Philly. You know, and then, then same thing in Houston, you know, and bringing Damian Pierce back for a second year and getting behind that offensive line and getting the young quarterback in second and sixth and third and two on a consistent basis.
Great stuff by Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter for the MMQB. Hit him on Twitter, Albert Breer, joining Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. You mentioned all three quarterbacks on track, meaning the rookies to start day one. which quarterback, Albert Breer, do you think will have the best rookie season out of those three quarterbacks?
So I'm going to kind of split the baby on this one. I think Bryce is going to have the best season, right? Because I think Bryce has got the best team around him. Frank's been around young quarterbacks, got a great rookie year out of Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. You guys remember that. He knows how to make it work for that position. I really trust Frank Reich and his ability to do that, and I like the infrastructure they have in place right on down the line with the staff that he's put together too. Having Josh McCown there, I think it's going to be huge. You bring Thomas Brown over from the Rams. So I think on balance, Bryce Young is going to have the best season. I think Anthony Richardson might have the best start. And you guys remember like how there was this, you know, all this guesswork, you know, 10 years ago with Washington, right? Like when Robert Griffin was being unveiled and what are they going to do with him? And, you know, for the first month of the season, no one knew what to do. And, you know, like they wind up, you know, getting a rookie of the year season out of Robert Griffin. I don't think that's coming, but I think there's certainly a possibility that with what, you know, the Colts have around Anthony Richardson, presuming Jonathan Taylor winds up, you know, playing for them and is healthy week one, I think we could be here 4 or 5 or 6 weeks into the season saying, man, Anthony Richardson looks awesome. And then, you know, I think teams get tape on what they're doing and it levels off a little bit.
You've been around to a lot of training camps, and it sounds like you're back on the road again. Are you back out now? You went home, got a cup of coffee?
No, I'm going to be out. Kids? I'm home. I'm the genius who had two kids during training camp. So I got to I got to come home every year for two birthdays and then go back out. It's another puzzle piece in this big jigsaw puzzle, putting the whole trip together. But yeah, I'll be back out to the Jets and Giants again tomorrow.
Right, so the last time we talked to you was a few weeks ago. You're in some battery powered rental going from Cleveland all the way to Atlanta. I'm sure you missed that rental car, by the way. It's
Kansas City to Atlanta. Hey, Kansas City to Atlanta.
Got it. Here we go. I didn't mean to short you. Kansas City to Atlanta. So of all the teams you saw, who's a squad that maybe we're not really talking about that could surprise some people this year?
I'll give you two. And they're both in the NFC, which I think is part of it for me. And then I think like that there's more of a path for dark horses in the NFC for obvious reasons, right? One would be Atlanta. I just think like they've done a really nice job of putting like a coherent, comprehensive team together there. And, you know, I think if you're good on the lines of scrimmage, they've invested a lot in the lines of scrimmage, then you're going to be in every game. And then I look at their skill players on offense and now Bijan and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And I mean, look, like I don't know how good Desmond Ridder is going to be. I mean, he might be the 20th best quarterback in the league this year. He might be 15th. I do think he's got the right guy coaching him, though. And I think he does have the right guy coaching him as far as, like, knowing what his limitations are and coaching within those limitations. And if you look at Atlanta last year, they were good at the beginning of the season, and then their roster depth caught up with them. And I think that that's sort of been amended now. And so I think Atlanta – it wouldn't shock me if Atlanta won the NFC South. And then the other one, that they were in the playoffs last year, but no one's talking about them. I don't understand why. Well, I kind of get why. It's Seattle. And the reason why is Geno Smith, right? But that draft class they had last year with Charles Cross and Abe Lucas and Kenneth Walker and Boye Mafe and Tariq Woolen and Kobe Bryant was just – I mean, they were second in the league in snaps played by rookies, right? And generally when you're playing that many rookies, you're not in the playoffs, and the Seahawks were. And they think that this year's rookie class might be better than last year's with, you know, Devin Witherspoon and Jackson Smith and Jigba and Derek Hall. I don't want this to come off as hyperbole, but I know internally they feel sort of like they did in 10 and 11 and 12 when they had those great draft classes that they built the championship team around. So I think as long as Geno can tread water, I mean, a really good year last year, but as long as Geno can duplicate what he did last year, this feels like a sure shot NFC playoff team and maybe a team that can make some noise when they get there.
Great stuff by Albert Breer, senior NFL reporter for the MMQB, joining Freddie Coleman and Ian Fitzsimmons this morning on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Many people believe with Sean Payton being in Denver, that was really going to unlock Russell Wilson, because we know how good their defense is, Albert. But Russell Wilson struggled to open the preseason. How much concern should be there for the Broncos in 2023 with that?
I think part of it, and you have to take this part into account, is like the way you're playing a guy in the preseason, you're not going to run a player like that in the preseason, right? So, I mean, almost by definition, if they're going to go back to doing what Seattle did with Russell Wilson, then you're not going to see that in the preseason. You're not going to see the quarterback run game in the preseason. And I think that that's a huge key to what they're doing. I mean, look, like I think whoever traded for Russell Wilson was going to have to go through last year with them. He was, come hell or high water, he was going to see whether or not it would work playing in a shotgun, spread him out. Like he thought, like if he could play in that sort of offense where he's throwing the ball over the yard, like he thought, like I'm going to be Tom Brady or Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like he wasn't going to accept a trade to a team that wasn't going to do that with him. And now he's falling on his face doing that. So how willing is he to go back and do the things he did in Seattle that made him successful? You know, eat a little crow and say and basically tacitly admitting, the Seahawks were right all along. They were playing me the correct way. They were deploying me the correct way. How willing is he to do that? How willing a runner is he? How aggressive a runner is he? How good is he off schedule? How is he playing when they're moving the pocket? I think Sean Payton's going to go back to doing the things that made Russell Wilson a really good quarterback in Seattle. And because those things put your quarterback at risk in the preseason, you're not going to see those things in the preseason. And so I would say Denver's one of those teams where they're going to be doing things with Russell now to kind of test him in certain ways, and you're not going to see the way that they're going to use Russell when they get to the regular season. And I think Sean Payton has the right formula. It's just going to be a matter of how fully Russell Wilson buys into what they're trying to do with him.
You're the college ranks. Go to your beloved Buckeyes, and we call him, you know, hey, Buckeye Burt for a reason. What are NFL scouts and the NFL general managers that you know very well, what are they saying about a guy like Marvin Harrison Jr., who I believe could be pound for pound the best player in all of college football at Ohio State?
I mean, I think he's like in the Julio, A.J. Green, you know, Calvin Johnson, like that sort of category, the once in every few years type of receiver. I mean, look, Ohio State had some pretty good players coming out this year. Obviously, the quarterback and CJ and Jackson was also a first-round pick. Jackson Smith and Jigba there to the Seahawks. When I was texting with guys who were on the ground at Columbus at their pro day, like everything was about Marvin. You know what I mean? Like, wow, I can't believe this guy has a year left, all of that. And you know what's really interesting about it, guys? It's not just him. Like, I was talking to a GM right before the draft who told me that he thought that the top six or so players in the 24 class would have been the top six picks in the 23 draft.
Wow.
That's how good the group was. And so those guys are the two quarterbacks, Caleb Williams and Drake May.
Right.
Marvin Harrison, right? The tight end at Georgia, Brock Bowers. Olu Fashanu, the offensive tackle at Penn State, who a lot of people thought would come out but went back. And then the outside linebacker at Alabama, Dallas Turner, who a lot of people feel like is a better pro prospect than Will Anderson, who played on the other side from him. So, like, I think that that's what's fascinating this is, and it's going to be fascinating this year, is with those two quarterbacks on the top of the draft in general. I would just watch in October. I would keep an eye on what happens in October, and where teams get to 1-5, 1-6, do we see a more active trade deadline this year where NFL teams will never cop to tanking? But do we see some creative roster management and some really good players
creative
on bad teams coming available? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe the owner giving his employees a little nudge right there that they need to be handling things a certain way with some of the most valuable players in the roster. I do think that that could happen though, like where you know we get to the end of October and there are teams at the bottom of the standings where the owner is thinking to myself,
yep,
I got a chance to put my team in position to go get Drake May or Caleb Williams or whoever else, you know, and then they've got analytics people who are telling them the value of getting a great young quarterback. And there could be coaches and general managers who are having their hand forced a little bit So those teams would be in position to draft, you know, one of the quarterbacks up high next year.
Yeah, could be a lot of DNP, OD, did not play, owner's decision. We'll see exactly how that may happen in the NFL. Albert, always great stuff, my friend. Safe travels, and thanks so much. You take care.
All right, thanks, guys.
Great stuff by Albert Breer. Ian likes to call him Buckeye Breer because he's a man of the Ohio State University. Does a great job as a senior NFL reporter for the MMQB. Hit him on Twitter at Albert Breer. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. Hit him on Twitter, Ian Fitz ESPN. I'm Freddie Coleman. Hit me on Twitter at Coleman ESPN. Little Freddie Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, ESPNU, as well as the ESPN app. And James Harden wants out of Philadelphia. Could Joel Embiid be right behind him? That's after Ian has this from Vivid Seats.
Football season is about to kick off 10 days to college football, and FanDuel is giving you the chance to win all season long. Because there, right now, when you bet on a Super Bowl winner, you can get bonus bets every time they win in the regular season. So visit FanDuel.com/play and start bonus bets with America's number one sports book. That's FanDuel.com/play.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
This is ESPN Radio.
It's Harden calling his general manager a liar on Monday. Joel Embiid maybe wanting to be out someday. He's Ian Fitzsimmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. I always appreciate you joining us. A little Freddie Fitzsimmons in the morning for you, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. So I can't wait to see Ian Fitzsimmons, how this is going to shake out. Because my gut tells me that if you're Philadelphia, they're going to hold their ground when it comes to James Harden. They don't care what he said, calling people liars. When training camp opens, he's going to be there. The most important question is, what kind of Joel Embiid are we going to see when training camp gets started in September for the 76ers after this offseason mess that he's in the middle of right now?
Yeah, if I'm ownership, if I'm Daryl Morey, anybody in any leadership capacity, I'm making sure Joel Embiid's happy. Whatever you have to do to keep that man in a euphoric state, do
yes.
it. Because you paid him, he's got his MVP. Now, look, he wants Delario more than anything out there. That's what he wants. And I guarantee you he wants to win it in Philly. You know, I don't think he wants to go anywhere right now. See Dirk with Dallas. I mean, how what he had to go through
right.
staying with one team for over two decades, and he got that chip. He got that Lario, and he stuck, stayed, and competed. I view Embiid a lot like Dirk to Dallas. That's Joel to Philadelphia. But when it comes to James Harden, and referring to Daryl Morey as a liar, I mean, Harden, that's a guy who paid you over $225 million in two different stops in Houston and in Philadelphia. And if you view yourself as a max contract player and maybe over a nice steak dinner, Daryl Morey said, hey, yeah, we're considering you for a max deal. You know, we'll see how it all plays out. And then you wet the bed in an elimination game. What do you have in that game, Freddie?
Six points, yeah.
Six!
Deferred to P.J. Tucker and Tobias Harris.
Dude, that's not a max contract deal. So now you're 34, about to be 34, not 24, and you're calling a man who has paid you over $200 million a liar.
Yeah.
You can lie to me all day, Freddie Coleman. If you want to pay me that kind of cash, 225, lie to me yesterday, lie to me tomorrow, lie to me right now, I don't care.
Lies, more lies.
That's it.
Every day, more lies.
I want that. Bring that on, man. I'm all about that life. Bring it in. Soak me with it. Yeah. Come on, lie.
To me, the biggest question other than...
Every day, more lies.
Regarding James Harden, what does he really want?
Great question.
Seriously, because Ramona Shelburne, ESPN NBA senior writer, when she was on NBA Today, she didn't explain what he wants, but she explained that this is only the beginning with James Harden and the Sixers and whatever resolution is going to happen.
Somebody said to me yesterday, this is only the beginning. This is just the beginning of what James Harden is going to do to make life very uncomfortable for the Philadelphia 76ers going into training camp. And I think the expectation with Harden is, you know, that Ben Simmons, they went through this with Ben Simmons. He didn't show up to camp. He left money on the table. That's not going to happen here with James Harden. This is going to be very uncomfortable. Ben Simmons stayed home, right? Like, if you heard anything, it was not loud. This was, with a microphone, let me repeat myself. And the phrase I kept hearing was, this is just the beginning.
Yep.
And so I think the Sixers have to ask themselves, what are we prepared for? How do we handle this? Is there any way that they can get through this and still have a productive season?
Early this week, Ian, I had a chance to talk to Derek Bodner, who does a great job covering the Sixers for Sixers Wire. He's a great follower on Twitter, Derek Bodner, NBA. And he had a litany of things that have happened in the offseason regarding the Philadelphia 76ers that would be the best 30 for 30 in a long time. I mean, one time it's somebody, you know, burner account with a general manager, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. Now this mess with James Harden. It seems that anytime we turn around the 76ers, and it seems like they're making a step forward to finally win a championship that they have not won since 1983, then we get James Harden calling the general manager a liar, not even a day after.
This is just the beginning. I want to know what's next. Right?
Exactly. I'm glad you said that, because if this is only the beginning, then good Lord, what is page two going to look like? Seriously.
It's going to make a dumpster fire like a JV Beef Brother, right? I mean, sign me up for what's next. I'll watch it. But if I'm Joel Embiid, I might not like it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're a Sixers fan, you're probably going to hate it. But whatever's coming up next, I'm all for it because I want to see it.
Well, I mean, you made a great point. I can't wait to see what's next, because if this is the beginning, if this is page one of this book that James Harden is writing out, whatever that's going to land, then page two, page three, page four, man, people may put that book down and say, I've had enough. I can't read this anymore.
Right. We won't even get to the denouement. I mean, it ain't gonna happen. And think about this. This guy's screaming and yelling and calling his GM a liar while over in China getting paid even more money, right?
Yeah.
And then
you
how about this part?
Yeah.
So, again, over in China promoting something or whatever, and obviously the NBA is beyond an international game, has been for a long time. The man, he was even shocked. He sold over 10,000 bottles of his wine in 10 seconds. 10 seconds. 10,000 bottles. Damn. And that's not Boone's Farm, as you mentioned earlier, right? That's, I mean, I've never had it. Alan Yates has tried it. I've never tasted it.
Alan Yates,
but obviously, there's 10,000 folks over there that said, you know what? Yep. I'm in 10
Put me
seconds.
In a good spot where I needed to be.
I bet it did.
Did it?
Because
yeah,
Boone's Farm,
you know, you got smell the wine, did a little swirl.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Yes. We understand.
Okay, James.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Beardy.
Drop
that joint. You're not gonna play.
Right. So essentially, he went from that to keeping it real, going wrong with James Harden. That's what he went to.
I mean, you got to be in a dark place when you sell 10,000 bottles of your product in 10 seconds and you're
when
still
keeping
in a
it
bad
real
mood.
Goes wrong.
Seriously,
I mean, you're still in a bad mood.
God.
Come on, man.
The more I know, the less I understand, and that's not just a James Harden thing.
I feel your Beardy.
I mean, thank God Alan Yates saved this from Boone's Farm, because we all need to be saved.
Woo!
from that as far as that goes. Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us. A little Freddie Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. Always join the talk anytime you want at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We can't wait to tell you a sneaky NFL team that could be better than you think. You can weigh in as well, 888-729-3776. Let us know a sneaky NFL team that could be better than anybody thinks. You give us yours, we'll give you ours after Ian gives you this from Vivid Seats.
I really am, as a matter of fact. Football is back, and I'm here to remind you that Vivid Seats has your back for all your ticket needs. Not only is Vivid Seats the official ticketing partner of ESPN, they have a 100% buyer guarantee, and they're the only ticket company that rewards you for buying. This football season, catch every pass, every tackle, and every heart-pounding play live and in person. To get great deals on great seats, download their app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is ESPN Radio.
So who's that sneaky NFL team that could be better than you think, I think, or Ian Fitzsimmons thinks? We're about to talk about that right now. I'm Freddie Coleman. He's Ian Fitzsimmons together, little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, as well as ESPNU. Normally, there's always that one team each and every year, Ian, that we never see coming. For example, Minnesota going 13-4 last year. Nobody saw that coming. They win the NFC North, even though they lost to the New York Giants in that first-round playoff game.
As a matter of fact, the AFC, Jacksonville.
AFC, Jacksonville, absolutely. Spot on with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Even the New York Giants, nobody thought we'd see that from that football team becoming a playoff team, winning a playoff game before they got the blood beaten out of them by the Philadelphia Eagles that next week. But now it's 2023. NFL season is 22 days away from starting before Jacksonville and everybody else gets started. We got Kansas City versus Detroit kicking off the season. What's a sneaky NFL team out there that could be better, in your opinion, than people think?
I've got a couple for you, Freddie. I'll start in the NFC North because that thing is wide open for the first time in a long time with Aaron Rodgers being gone. And I know Minnesota's a 13-win team. The defense, especially the front seven, I'm not a big fan right now. And you lose Dalvin Cook. That's a big loss in the backfield, but you still have all the weapons like Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson. We get it. And Kirk Cousins is a very, very, very good quarterback. He doesn't get enough credit for what he does on the field, because it's in the playoffs that they just fail miserably. He's got one playoff win, which if you ask any Saints fan, it was OPI on Kyle Rudolph. You disagree, but Saints fans aren't turning it loose.
Yes.
You know, back left corner of the end zone. Again, Saints fans aren't turning it loose. But anyway, Green Bay, I think they're going to be better on defense than a lot of people think. They've got, what, 8 first or second round draft picks on that side of the ball. I think they're going to be a lot better. And then Jordan Love, I think, is going to be better than a lot of people are anticipating. He's not going to be Aaron Rodgers. He's not going to be Brett Favre. But he's not going to stink up the joint also. Guy can play. So I believe that with Jordan Love going to exceed what minimal expectations a lot of people have for him taking over for Aaron Rodgers and the defensive side of the ball, I think Green Bay has got a shot at winning that division.
One of the things about Jordan Love, and it could be very eerily similar to what we saw the first year Aaron Rodgers became a starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. I'll never forget that year, Ian. They went 6-10, and he was just getting dragged around like a pinata. But he still was making play after play after play, even though he did not have the kind of team around him that would eventually become the Green Bay Packers. And I'll never get watching that and say, yeah, y'all better get him this year because that guy can play. That guy is ready. Jordan Love could do something very, very similar, because I go back to when he started against the Philadelphia Eagles. He was not overwhelmed by the moment against a pretty good defense playing that game on the road. He looked pretty darn good for the Green Bay Packers. I said, man, if that shows what he can potentially be, then, yeah, they made the right decision drafting him to be the heir apparent, even though Aaron Rodgers did not want to see that kind of draft choice in the first round at that position, and that got his nose turned sideways and set everything in motion for an eventual exit from the Green Bay Packers. But I'll give you the Cleveland Browns, a team that I think could be better than people think. They're playing in the best division in football right now in the AFC North. I think the three teams that had a chance to make the playoffs last year when it comes to Baltimore and Cincinnati, the Pittsburgh Steelers got close, but Cleveland's defense is going to be really good. They got a nice quartet of wide receivers led by Amari Cooper and Deshaun Watson, because the further and further we put what happened on the offseason in the past in the rearview mirror, the more and more he's going to be comfortable, the more and more he can find that comfort level. Because the last time we saw him, he was playing at an elite level of quarterback for an organization that's been a dumpster fire since they had a 24-0 lead on Kansas City in a playoff game, meaning the Houston Texans. If he's anywhere near that, with that running game and Nick Chubb, that offensive line and that defense, that's a team that could be a potentially 9-10 win team. And even a loaded AFC, that could be just enough for them to get into the playoffs as a wild card when it comes to the Cleveland Browns.
And I'm going to give you one other one. In large part,
okay,
the division they play in.
All right.
New Orleans Saints.
I like their team.
Their defense,
I really do.
They were, what, top 10 in three major categories: yards given up per game, pass yards per game, total points allowed during a game. They just stunk at getting takeaways. They can be better at that. I think they were ranked 30th of 32 when it comes to turnover and taking the ball away. So I'm not worried about their defense.
Me neither.
They can be a little bit more ball hawking, that would be huge. But Derek Carr looks to be happy, and he's found a home, and he's wanted. Now, that's a big part of it. The O-line, I think, is going to be better than a lot of people anticipate. The problem with the Saints is running back. They can't stay healthy.
Right.
Kendre Miller out of TCU hurt that knee again. It's not as severe as what a lot of people thought, but it's the same knee that he hurt in the playoff push to get to the national championship last year coming out of TCU. They signed Jamal Williams, you know, from Detroit, who's a big, steady back out of BYU. Packers fans know it. Lions fans know it. But you're missing Kamara for the first 2 weeks. They've got to add some kind of depth behind just Jamal Williams and Kamara in order to be successful. So, but that's just one part, right?
I
think the Saints overall, and again, in that division,
yeah,
they got a shot.
Yeah, especially the return of can't guard Michael Thomas, because they say he's been sensational in camp. So now if you're Derek Carr and they moved you on from the Las Vegas Raiders and you don't have, as you like to say, the would-be known as Devontae Adams, who is one of the best receivers in the National Football League. But if Michael Thomas is anywhere near what we've seen, even if he's half of what we've seen, you got him, Chris Olave, all of a sudden you got
Juwan Johnson at tight end.
Juwan Johnson at tight end, no doubt about that. I mean, Taysom Hill being that Swiss Army knife that can do so many different things for this offense. But if can't guard Mike is back regarding Michael Thomas, all of a sudden that's a Saints team that offensively, when they get Alvin Kamara back, could be a potential top 12 offense, and not just in the NFC, but maybe a top 12 offense in the NFL.
Yeah, and again, go to the division. Wouldn't be surprised if Carolina won it. Wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta won it. Wouldn't be surprised if the Saints won it. I would be surprised if Tampa won it.
Speaking, I'm glad you mentioned that. What does it say about Baker Mayfield that he can barely beat out Kyle Trask at quarterback in Tampa Bay?
Look, man, you know how I feel about Baker. And it feels like it was 40 years ago where he was leading the Browns during a pandemic to a road playoff win against a division rival in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Absolutely.
Then the next week going on the road to Kansas City and almost beating Mahomes and the Chiefs at Arrowhead.
You scared them to death. Yep.
That feels like it was four decades ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was, bro, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Less than 3 years ago.
So he played injured his last year in Cleveland. He shouldn't have. You know, with that banged up shoulder. There's a difference between being hurt and injured. He was injured, and the confidence was shot. And then he goes to Carolina, and it didn't work there, which I thought it would, by the way.
Right.
Then he has that cup of coffee with the Rams, and we saw flashes here and there. So I don't know what to expect. I'm a Baker guy, having covered him a ton at Oklahoma, and we'll see if that dude who used to hate the word not in the English language more than any other word, because from the time he was 8, 9 years old, he was told he's not tall enough, not fast enough, not strong enough. He told that at Texas Tech, had to walk on at Oklahoma, and then the rest was history.
Right.
And then the confidence was shot.
Yeah.
So to your point, I don't, Freddie, to answer your question, I don't know what to expect from Baker.
Neither.
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm sure Tampa Bay probably thinking, okay, his renaissance kind of got that jump start again with the Los Angeles Rams. Now we're getting a guy with all these wide receivers. and he's having a problem beating out a guy who should be a career backup in the NFL when it comes to Kyle Trask down in Tampa Bay. Ian Fitzsimmons, Freddie Coleman, a little Freddie and Fitzsimmons in the morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. We got two things for you. One, was the movie The Blind Side a lie after all? And number two, what is going to be the name of the new puppy in the Fitzsimmons household? Inquiring minds want to know, and we'll find out after Ian gives you this from Granger.
Freddie, I'm hoping to still be here tomorrow after puppy talk today.
Are you talking about in the house or alive?
Yeah, so I need insurance. I need it all, man. I need safety, all of it. So for the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
This is ESPN Radio.
Is it going to be music to the ears of the women in the Fitzsimmons household when it comes to the new puppy and a name? With Ian Fitzsimmons, I'm Freddie Coleman. Thanks for joining us here. A little Freddie Fitzsimmons in the morning. I wish you could see Ian's face right now if you're listening to us on radio, because he's probably thinking, Jess can't wake up from this nightmare about having stray dogs joining me in my household on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU.
Yeah, you can't make this story up. You really can't. So about 6 years ago, when my oldest daughter, Rowan, was starting junior high at the time, there was this dog underneath a bridge. And of course, my wife, you know, Rowan's, oh, please, mommy, if the dog's still there, you got to take him home. Okay, right. So mom picks the dog up, and the dog, you know, she went to J.L. Long, the Buccaneers. So we named the dog Buck, and we tried to find its home, his previous owners. Nobody claimed it. 6 years later, Buck is now a staple in the Fitzsimmons household. We already had Nola, another rescue. And then yesterday morning, first week of school, again, it's deja vu. Kat now is walking our dogs by White Rock Lake, which is near where I live in Dallas, Texas.
Right.
One of the dogs hears a little whimpering. Next thing you know, my wife is going, you know, like Marine style, crawling underneath a log, hauling out this 10-day-old puppy, which can fit in the palm of your hand. Comes home. She's in tears. Oh, who abandoned this puppy? Oh, God. Here we go.
Here we go. Right.
The girls are about to go to school. You've never seen two teenage girls come home faster from school in your life just to see their new puppy. Now they were coming up with names, and once that started, I knew we were screwed. So we're on a vet bill, right? I mean, a new kennel, puppy formula, puppy bottle, nursing this puppy back to health. And again, it's only 10 days old. I am now a distant sixth in my household because of the addition of the puppy, who was up at 1:30 and 4:30 like an infant. It's like we're, you know, in a NIC unit here. My wife was feeding the damn puppy with the bottle, and it has now eclipsed anything else going on in this household until this morning.
Right.
I sent you and Pat Costello and the crew pictures of the puppy, knowing you fools wouldn't believe me.
Why would we not believe you?
Come on. I mean, how does this happen to you twice, right? Week of school.
If anything like that can happen to anybody twice, it would be clearly you.
And it did. And it did. So Costello puts up on national television a picture of my beautiful bride. He just did it again. Feeding the dog, feeding this weak little 10-day-old pup. Then my brother screenshots it and sends it to the family thread. Now, she's never going to see that Costello put her this beautiful picture on television until my brother puts it on the family thread. She wasn't going to watch this morning. She's dealing with three dogs and getting two kids off to school.
Right. Until.
But because it went to the family thread, yeah. I went out in our last break, and as Rowan is getting ready to go to school, she whispers to me, "Dad, Mom is really angry." Well, I haven't seen her yet. What did I do?
Gulp.
Dad, the picture. She's furious.
Oh, man.
And that is on Costello. Because Costello did. Stop it. Costello did it. Then Devin screenshots it. I mean, and I'm the one taking heat for it. I didn't know it was going to be on TV.
They rescue a puppy. He comes in. He just wants to talk about how great college football is. And I put him on blast and make him sleep outside.
And here we go.
Freddie, the worst part is
what?
What did I do?
Other than you playing LL Cool J, Mom said knock you out?
Right? It could get bad, but like, we doing the show, we chilling in, just check his phone. He's thinking the group chat going crazy on some fun stuff.
Right.
The whole time is all him negatively.
Completely.
I'm getting crushed. I'm telling you, man, I might be homeless by this time tomorrow.
That's why Ron whispered, because she did not want to be homeless with you.
She's like, she was terrified. Like, Dad.
Well, they know the wrath of your wife and their mother.
Ian, you might want to just book a motel room for a couple days.
Yeah.
Maybe just shut off your phone.
Absolutely.
Just until this all blows over.
I
threw you under the bus. Then your brother got in it and backed up over you.
He really did.
Without question.
Some brother.
So now
some friend.
I mean, I'm serious. I just checked Cowboy media availability media availability today.
Shoot.
Like, is it? Please let me have a press conference. There is one. At 1:30, I'm getting the hell out of Dodge.
You absolutely should
get out of the house.
Even if there's a lacrosse team having a media availability for a new coach, you should be there. Get out of that line of fire.
Can the Dallas Stars have let's have some hockey pressers in August, right?
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
We want to introduce our new public relations intern. Ian, any questions?
I got all of them.
I did nothing wrong.
Ian with a notebook, nobody else in front of that podium.
Front and center, man.
Just filled with questions like it's a Dead Sea Scroll.
I need to be here for the next 2 hours, so I'm going to ask you a lot of questions.
You know, what's your favorite color?
What color do you think our new puppy's name should be?
Exactly. And speaking of that, Pat, what's the latest with the poll? What's the final results? Because the options are Gunny, Abby, or Ducky, all three character names from NCIS, which has been going on for 20-plus years on CBS.
My daughters love that show.
They love that show. They love Ducky. We're partial to Gunny, but we had a poll on ESPN Radio on our Twitter account. So what are the final results of the poll, Mr. Costello, since you started this?
The winner is, with 42%, Gunny.
Bing bong. Bing bong. Well done.
I can guarantee what's going to happen.
What's going
to
happen?
My wife may have wanted to name the puppy Gunny.
Okay.
But because of this.
She's not going
to. This dog has zero shot to be named Gunny. Because of Costello and my brother, who should have been in coaches' meetings, Frank Reich. Uh-huh. I mean, come on. What are we doing over there?
You got to make him run around the park a little bit after that.
It was around 6 a.m. So, I mean, Fitz is a grinder over there with the Carolina Panthers. But still,
he
crushed me. I mean, done. So because of this, and it's an ESPN radio poll right now,
right?
There is zero shot that a woman who is furious, allegedly, according to my daughter.
No, that's truth. That's
with her husband.
Those aren't allegations.
Who works for the four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's zero chance that a poll on this network is going to determine that dog's
name. It'd be great if it could, though. At least, put it this way, at least we know that's not going to be a lie compared to the blind side that turned out to be a lie.
Based on that whole situation. Let's get it.
See, I mean, Mike, for those who don't know this story, Michael Orr, who was the subject of that, and now, by the way, has a beautiful family of his own, four beautiful kids with his wife. They just got married not too long ago, but they've been together for a minute. He basically said that there was a conservatorship, so that he really wasn't adopted by the family. In essence, the whole thing, the premise of the story, The Blind Side, is not factual and actual regarding the true story.
You know, Barrett Jones, three-time national champion for Alabama, used to be our color analyst here for college football. He told me years ago, he goes, man, and he played against Orr in high school.
Right.
He goes, that book, that movie, it's a work of fiction. Turns out he was right.
No one believed
all these years. Man, that's a nasty story, man.
That
was a feel-good story to all of a sudden it has gotten. He said, she said, it's a two E's versus O's. I mean, it's nasty.
All you got to do is follow the money line.
Yeah,
and it always will either solve problems or create more problems. Like Biggie said, more money, more problems. who know that the blind side would be involved in that as far as that goes.
I'm going to need some money for vet bills. Yeah,
you're going to need some money for a homeless bill if this
hotel
keeps
rooms.
Up. No doubt. Greeny is next. He's the Infant Simmons. I'm Freddie Coleman. We'll see you tomorrow morning right here on ESPN Radio. ESPNU.
This is ESPN Radio. More next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.